today.
Tonight, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Swinging into another week in April. Man, the weather is finally starting to change. Maybe it's safe to throw into the closet those winter coats and boots and shovels. I think so. I'm going to say I think it's pretty safe right now to go ahead and do that. But just in case, don't shove it all the way in the back of the closet. So, now we're starting to plant flowers and planting a few seeds. Man, there is a ton of things happening in Washington, D.C. that, of course, will affect you and me. They're going to pick our pockets for all kinds of stuff, including what's happening with immigration reform. I know you can't go back in history, but I'll say it again. If only laws had been enforced, we wouldn't be in this mess that we're in now, where so many municipalities are finding themselves drained of resources because of the situation with illegal or undocumented workers in their area. So we know that's the problem. We're drowning in debt all over the place. Something has to be done. Everybody, meaning Democrat, Republican, people who make the laws, keep saying the same thing that we heard a decade ago and a decade before that. Border security. There has to be border security. So finally, yes, border security is part of what's being discussed in this immigration proposal from the Gang of Eight, or by the Gang of Eight. If that all works out, which it's looking like it's going to happen, then the House goes with a version, the Senate goes with a version, they meld the two together, and it gets kicked back to the president for his signature. So what will it entail, this pathway to citizenship? You know, and I don't know why I have such a hard time with this, other than to say, I think of, and maybe it's because I know the lopsidedness of the people who have been waiting in line, the parts of this, what's being suggested, that is, to me, especially with border security. So where are we getting the resources to beef up the border where we have lots and lots and lots and hundreds of miles where it's wide open? And if anything, furloughing Border Patrol agents until October. So really, we're going to have something that addresses the needs of business, of labor, with a guest worker program? That's what John McCain, the senator from Arizona, says, and Chuck Schumer from New York, Democrat, Republican. They say they have it. They've got it. Secure borders, pathway to citizenship. I hate that term, too, pathway to citizenship. I just picture in my mind there's this long line of people, and they're ready to sign the contract, and they're going to go and get the money, and then they're ultimately going to pass the money for the fines. They're going to learn English, prove they know English, and have everything wiped out, forgiven for however long they've been in the United States. But truly, what is the answer? How do you reform immigration? What is immigration reform? What does that entail? I want to see how we say once and for all we have secure borders. How are we going about that? What are secure borders? First there was fences, then there was the idea of adding more Border Patrol guys, then there was the idea of using several institutions, and then there was also the idea of planting more people and trying to stop the coyotes or those that are preying on people who are coming across, especially in Arizona, where they ended up with so many John and Jane Does that they had to pile up the bodies in refrigerated trucks because there wasn't enough room at the morgue. The blunder of the week last week, there were two of them actually, but they seemed to crash into each other in a sense, and it happened to both Obamas. The first one was the first lady in an interview slipped up when she was talking about raising children. Take a listen in case you missed it.
Believe me, as a busy single mother, or I shouldn't say single, as a busy mother, sometimes it, you know, when you got the husband who's president, it can feel a little single, but he's there. But as a busy working mom, and before coming to the White House, I was in that position, you know, as well.
I don't know. Do you think that's much ado about nothing? It's easy to exploit that. It is, you know, some people when you would hear that and say, oh, that's a Freudian slip. Listen to what she said. And so, you know, you heard her explain it away saying, well, the reason is because he's away so much and blah, 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 blah. But the other remark, so that was the oops moment for Michelle Obama. The other remark, though, that got huge attention and reminded me of something in a way that really exploded on Mitt Romney was the president who talked about California's attorney general being best looking in the United States. What he said was she happens to be by far the best looking attorney general in the country. That was the exact words. And it's the California attorney general, Kamala Harris. This was during a fundraiser in California last week. And then when somebody said something, the crowd laughed or whatever, and he said, it's true, come on, come on. And that prompted a whole bunch of reaction on Twitter. Social media just completely exploded. And then there was this great debate over, was it smart of him to say that? And, you know, she's brilliant and all this other kind of stuff, but was it smart of him to say that she was good looking? Because she could become the Attorney General of the United States. She might be the choice. And the criticism was that she wouldn't get a fair shake because now people are going to think of her as good looking. This is the deal. She worked on his reelection campaign and knows the Obamas, I guess, very, very well. So has known them for 20 years, 25 years, or, you know, whatever. One of the tweets that came out of the Republican National Committee was this: not awkward and perfectly fine for him to say, right? What do you think? Was it perfectly fine for the president to say what he said? Remember Mitt Romney, and I think we have that. Here's Romney's comment that got him into trouble.
Fine to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Binders full of women. That just sounds so bad, doesn't it? And he, of course, re-explained that when he was called on the carpet for it during the campaign. And that was the binders full of women comment was part of a debate when he was asked questions about that, about hiring women and how many lack of women or women in his that worked for Mitt Romney. And now that's the same thing really with Obama. Since it's the cabinet and most of the people around him are men, he did hire a female to lead the Secret Service, and now Kamala Harris is being considered for Attorney General of the United States. So leading with the best-looking Attorney General might not have been the smartest comment for Barack Obama. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment different faces, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to re-rack from the week one of our interesting interviews, I thought, about healthcare with a healthcare expert talking about now some things that are currently being proposed that will affect many of you when it comes to Medicaid, Medicare. So if you weren't around last week, you want to stick around for that one for sure. Be honest, how many people listening to me fantasize about the moment that you went to a garage sale, which you hate them, you were dragged out to, and you found a baseball card, and it turned out it was worth $2.1 million. Well, that didn't really happen here, but 1909 Honus Wagner baseball cards sold for that amount of money. It's really the holy grail of baseball cards, without a doubt. And it's gone in a couple of different directions. It was auctioned by Golden Auctions in West Berlin, New Jersey, to an unnamed buyer. The reason it goes so high is there are only 50 Honus Wagner cards in existence. It's in short supply because they made the American Tobacco Company recall it when they discovered they had made the card without his permission. He didn't want kids to buy cigarettes, so the auction house, that's what the auction house is saying anyway. That's why it was such a big deal. And it was released when he was on his way to winning his seventh batting title and the Pirates to their first World Series wins. It's got a plaque at the, you know, Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and this is crazy. It's the most anyone has paid for a baseball card. How about that? Last time it was up for sale, it went for $1.62 million. So that's pretty good. That means somebody bought it, and they increased their investment. They bought it, and look at the with ultimately what that investment paid off for them big time. Honus Wagner. But you won't find that at a garage sale, I don't think. If you do, snap it up. Because there's only 50 cards. Remember that, only 50 cards. How often, and this is what I was getting to, how often on this show do we talk about, oh, the lottery is up to this amount of money, or it's up to $350 million, I'll have to get a ticket, or somebody found something in the trash, or they had a dish that was on their mantle, and it turns out it was worth $50,000. It's crazy sometimes what was right underneath somebody's nose that they don't know. It's not something they actually got in an auction. It's something that kind of just fell into their lap and turned out that it was a much bigger deal than they could have ever dreamed of. So as I'm saying, that's the thing that everybody dreams about. You're kidding. I didn't realize I had this watch, this thing that whatever, that's worth so much money. This will come in handy. It comes in handy when you sell it. Sometimes what happens is people keep things and hang on to them, and when it's time to sell, when the high time would be to sell, they don't sell. So it's they're not making the big bucks from it. Even a phaser from Star Trek. I was reading this over the weekend. This is what brought me to talking about it. $231,000. Who's paying $231,000 for one of the phaser guns, really, is what it's called, from the 1960s, from the television show. And I guess it was used by William Shatner, who, of course, played Captain Kirk. They thought it was going to sell for about $50,000, and they achieved, what, four times more than that? And you think of the commission. So much for what we think it's going to sell for, and then how much it ended up selling for. Wow, that's an amazing amount of money to fetch for that gun. How much do you think it costs for them to put it together? I'm thinking nowhere near that much. This is kind of an odds and ends mixture here for us on the show. And because I've traveled a lot already in the beginning of the year, I was looking at something I must have read somewhere online about people being grumpier on planes. That research is showing that people are pretty grumpy. And they have there is a report that's going to be released on Monday, that consumer complaints to the Department of Transportation actually went up 20% last year, even though some other things were put into play, like on-time arrivals and mishandled baggage, that kind of stuff. They look at that. The airlines have taken 130-seat airplanes and expanded them to 150 seats to squeeze out more money, and maybe that's what's catching up with them. And what's scary about that is the fact that I think of the last plane I was on, they said the plane was too heavy and they had to fly it lower. Well, that's part of the problem. More luggage, more everything, if they've done that to the planes. So airlines, they can't keep shrinking these seats to put more people in the flying tube. What are they going to do next? What are you going to have to pay for next? How about that? What is it that they can make you pay for to make the money up? The rate at which passengers with tickets were denied seats because the planes were full rose 0.97 denials per 10,000 passengers last year, compared with 0.78 in 2011. And it used to be over bookings that airlines could usually find a passenger who would volunteer to give up a seat in exchange for cash, a free ticket, or, you know, whatever. But not now, because the flights are too full, so there's no seats on the upcoming flights. So people don't do it because they're not going to if they have to get home, they can't get home. And I guess that maybe that explains the grumpiness. I think the squeezing in explains the grumpiness. And why are they squeezing us all in when they are charging us a fortune for everything else? You get to get on the plane first for $25. That's what American does. You get there's a couple of premier seats that aren't broken and that put you in a good spot in the plane that will sell you also for another $25. By the time they're done nickel and diming you, it's like highway robbery. Wherever you're going, hopefully you're staying for free because you don't have as much money left in your wallet now since you wanted to get on the plane first because you didn't want to be pushed around by everybody else who was jostling their luggage. And that's to me the most annoying thing, that everybody jumps up and people have connections to make and luggage is flying everywhere and the people from the back are rushing through the plane and it's not even their turn to get out into the aisles, and then it becomes just a free-for-all, and it depends on whether you're going to step out into the aisle or not to rush off there. And if you have any luggage in the overhead and you have to grab it, you're on the clock. Kind of like the UPS guys, they time them for how long it takes to drop off packages and pick them up, so they're always quick. There's not a lot of chit-chat. They got to get in and out. That's the same thing. The faster you are at slamming that bag up there and sitting down, the much more likely you are to be voted the nicest person on the plane, because everybody else is trying to just run over the top of people who are stopping to put luggage up, and it's where their seat is, and it causes a huge commotion. Yeah. Better to take a bus than fly, maybe. If it just didn't take so long, that's the problem. If it wasn't so long to get from point A to point B, maybe it would be a lot more fun to be able to do that. And the sad story from over the weekend is what happened on Friday. Pastor Rick Warren, who has a huge mega church in California in Orange County, Saddleback Church. He started his services on Sunday with a prayer for his family after his son Matthew's suicide on Friday. He was just 27 years old, had struggled his entire life with mental illness, deep depression, suicidal thoughts, all that kind of stuff. And he tried everything. He was on all kinds of meds, had some of the best doctors, and it just didn't. It didn't help him, and he, Pastor Rick Warren, you have to admire that the service went on. He preached to the people, talked about how rough it was for he and his family, but continued to go on with what he was going to normally do and kept that routine and was there for all those people who in turn are definitely there for him. Stay with us. Re-Rack next.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Now, this is something that affects so many people listening to America Tonight, and certainly their family. In the wings, Dr. David Hochberg, who's a senior fellow for healthcare policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research, and get ready for this, folks, but he is actually applauding the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the decision on the Medicare Advantage today, a big, big, big decision, because they're dropping the 2.3% cut in Medicare Advantage plans. They're replacing it with a 3.3% increase, because remember, we talked about this whole cuts thing and all that we were dealing with Obamacare. So he says thumbs up, and Dr. Hochberg, I'm going to let you tell the listening audience, I mean, really, you could have blew me over with a feather when I started to hear stuff like that. Why? I mean, so this is one thing of so many decisions that weren't good that you agree with. Why is this, why do you agree with this?
Well, I tell you, I sometimes have to slap myself to make sure I'm awake when I find myself actually agreeing with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. But basically, look, Medicare Advantage is a program under which seniors can get their Medicare benefits through a private insurer. And it tends to serve disproportionately minorities and lower-income seniors. And one of the reasons is that Medicare Advantage covers a lot of the cost-sharing and other benefits that traditional Medicare doesn't cover. You know, if you're a somewhat, you know, better off senior, you're more likely to purchase what's known as a private Medigap plan, which covers the cost sharing and so forth. But if you're a lower income senior, that type of plan, you know, Medigap may be beyond your means, and Medicare Advantage, you know, covers a lot of that. What Obamacare has done, and what Democrats and really a lot of groups on the left really have not liked Medicare Advantage, because it, you know, it is sort of a private option to a certain extent, and they've been trying to cut it. Obamacare makes explicit cuts in Medicare Advantage. Part of those cuts are supposed to go to help fund the tax credits for the Obamacare exchange, and that's a whole other can of worms I won't get into here. But what the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services initially had wanted to do for going into 2014 was to add on an additional cut in addition to the ones that Obamacare is going to impose. And they were going to do that basically with the formula that CMS uses each year to determine whether or not Medicare Advantage is going to get an increase or a cut. And basically the way they did it is they decided, well, in 2014 there is this scheduled cut in doctor's fees under Medicare, and, you know, what Medicare is going to spend is part of the formula for determining how much Medicare Advantage is going to get cut or increased by. It gets a little complicated, but let me just to simplify it a little bit. These doc cuts, which, you know, come along every so often, and Congress always suspends them. CMS was going to use that to justify this extra 2.3% cut. And, you know, not only did Republicans complain, even a lot of Democrats complained about it. In fact, the entire Massachusetts delegation sent a letter to CMS saying they were worried about these extra cuts, that it would fall heavily on their seniors, and for good reason, because Massachusetts has somewhere around 36% of their Medicare recipients are on Medicare Advantage. So basically CMS kind of took the advice of Congress when they said, you know, look, we always suspend these cuts, and so they decided basically they weren't going to add in that extra 2.3% cut. They did away with the assumption about the doctor's cuts, and then, you know, came up with a 3.3% increase. So, you know, the Medicare Advantage cuts are, if for 2014, are not going to be as bad as they are otherwise, and I think that will help a lot of lower income seniors.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That'll help that age bracket, certainly. But will it also keep some of the doctors from bailing? Because, you know, there's so many other things that are starting to kick in with Obamacare that are sending people running for the hills and boats and anything else just to retire if they can. Will more doctors hang in? Because that was part of the problem.
Yeah, boy, that's a good question. And I don't really know the answer to that. If you look at the cuts, they're not as severe as they otherwise would have been. It's probably reasonable to say to suggest that more doctors will stick at least with Medicare Advantage plans than they otherwise would have. Again, it's going to depend to a large degree on how the Medicare Advantage plans react to the coming Obamacare cuts. Do they try to squeeze the doctors a little bit? Well, if they do that, then you'll see doctors, you know, drop out. And you're already seeing, this is, in fact, I think what we discussed the last time I was on the program, you know, more doctors leaving the traditional Medicare program. You know, that's just a growing problem. And, you know, hopefully at this point, doctors will not abandon Medicare Advantage, and certainly not cutting it as much as CMS wanted to will help in that regard.
Yeah, the other thing is, and I mean, it's worth touching on because on this show, people went ballistic. I think I got 50 emails on it, no kidding, about the health exchanges. And you briefly said that, oh, we won't get into that, but that's huge. That is unbelievable that that's happening, because, I mean, even the most liberal people I know that have companies are furious because they thought, hey, this is nice. This is going to work. Now they have one option, no option, basically. One option. That's it for their employees.
Yeah, I think my guess is you're referring to the SHOP plan.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
Yeah, the Small Business Health Options Program, which was supposed to be this program, I believe, where small businesses were going to put money on the exchange for their employees, and their employees were going to have the option to use some of that money to choose their own plan instead of just a small business having to buy one plan for, you know, all of its employees. Basically, this really gets back to the whole question of whether or not the exchanges are going to be ready on time. And there's just been all sorts of stuff written about that. And, a few weeks ago, the federal government, the Health and Human Services, basically said the SHOP program is not going to be ready for the exchanges by this October. It will be ready for they claim, will be ready for the 2015 insurance year. But it was kind of, one of the first sort of real tangible, you might say tangible evidence that we've got that these exchanges are, may not be ready by October, or what we get will be, as one, HHS official kind of said, well, I'm just hoping that it's a little bit better than a third world effort. So you hope that that this is not, this will be the last thing that that HHS says is, the exchange will not be ready. The last thing that you see of this sort of, worrisome sign, but I fear that it won't be.
Do you think that, you're constantly here, the possibility of repeal. Really, do you think there's a realistic chance of the repeal with so many people up in arms about different things relating to Obamacare?
Well, there's no. It depends. I mean, there's certainly no chance of repeal, with the current president. Committed to this as anybody else in D.C. And he has the veto pen. But I don't think a repeal really is out of the question. Simply because I've come to increasingly to the belief that this thing is going to implode. I mean, there's loads of things just with the exchanges. One, whether or not they're going to be ready, whether or not they're going to be feasible, the possible huge increases in insurance rates in the individual market and the exchanges, all sorts of other problems, whether or not all these Medicare cuts will ever come to fruition. You're already beginning to see, the Senate recently took an overwhelming vote to get rid of the medical device tax. A lot of Democrats went along with that. So I think as this thing really, really starts to take full effect, and I think some very serious parts of it don't work, there is going to be a big push. There may very well be a big push to get rid of it. And it wouldn't be, just to let you know, it wouldn't be the first time that a serious piece of entitlement legislation was repealed. Actually, there was the late 80s, Congress passed this thing called the Medicare Catastrophic Coverage Act, which covered a lot of things that Medicare didn't cover, and in fact now doesn't cover because they repealed it. It did include a prescription drug benefit, Part D, that we passed about 10 years ago, was in fact not the first drug benefit in Medicare. But the problem was it raised taxes on seniors to pay for it, and the seniors really didn't care too much for the benefits, and they certainly hated the taxes, and they just rebelled. In fact, there's this one, you can go on YouTube and type in the name Dan Rostenkowski, the old Chicago politician who at the time was head of the Ways and Means Committee in Congress. And one of the very first videos that will pop up on YouTube will be where he's basically surrounded by a crowd of angry seniors at a sort of town hall meeting who want to tell him that they don't like this legislation. He ignores them, gets in his car, and then they surround his car so that he you can't go anywhere. And I mean, the outrage from seniors was so overwhelming that this thing was repealed a year later. So, you know, this is hardly impossible. And if this thing goes as badly as I'm really beginning to believe that it will go, yeah, you're just going to see all sorts of different sectors of our society unhappy with it. Pressure on Congress will grow. And, you know, I suspect that this will become an election issue in 2014 and 2016, and to do something about this. And if that happens, repeal it is very possible.
Yeah. David Hochberg, Senior Fellow for Healthcare Policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Thanks, as always, for joining us on the air.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
turn here on America Tonight. Big buzz in this country over coaching kids in college and ultimately Rutgers. All roads led to Rutgers. So it's become the butt of jokes after the coach, Mike Rice, was fired. He initially, when a videotape surfaced that showed him throwing balls at players, swearing at them out of control. Originally what happened is he was suspended without pay for 3 days. The guy who released the videotape, Eric Murdoch, former NBA player, and he was the coach of player development for Rutgers, who ultimately was let go, was the one who gave the tape to ESPN, and then it was blasted all over the place. Since then, all eyes have been on the Scarlet Knights and the college, the state college in New Jersey. Tim Pernetti, who was the AD and decided, well, I'm going to rehab Mike Rice, ultimately ends up resigning, realizing he was going to, I'm sure, get booted. There was so much pressure about that and wondering, why wasn't he fired? Why wasn't Rice fired? Why didn't you fire him? Why was your initial instincts to try to rehab him? Why did you do that? Then there were questions about the move to the Big Ten and that it would be sticky and messy and it wouldn't happen, and if they had known what was going on at Rutgers. So it's just a sordid, nasty mess, let's put it that way. So much so that Saturday Night Live, I think, did one of their best parody rip jobs of all time. Because believe it or not, I hardly ever watch Saturday Night Live. I don't think it's very funny anymore. But this was dead on. Melissa McCarthy was the guest host this past weekend. And they set it up that she was a coach and was doing exaggerated, crazy things to players besides throwing balls, throwing a toaster, saying they were toast if they couldn't hit the net, driving a golf cart through the practice and to try to mow them down. And here in the one scene, she sits down for an interview with what would be a pretend ESPN announcer. And take a listen to this part of that parody.
Dodging our request, Coach Kelly finally agreed to an interview.
Can I show you a clip from practice?
I don't know. Can you?
Why would you throw a toaster at a player?
Because when someone blows by you, you're toast. When you get toast and you are toast, you get hit with a toaster. Or put it in terms that you might understand.
You seem defensive.
Well, you're attacking me. I mean, it's not like I drove a golf cart through practice.
But she had.
Why do you think you haven't been fired?
Because I get results.
Let me read you your records as a head coach.
Oh, wow, he can read.
Over the course of 3 seasons, your teams are combined 3-81.
Not my fault. All my best players were injured.
Were you the one who injured them?
I'm not answering that question.
I'd like an answer.
And I'd like you to shut the hell up.
Why do you have a basketball in your lap?
Keep asking questions and you're going to find out.
I did keep asking questions, and what I found out was that I had provoked her, and it was my fault. Next week on Outside the Lines, the heartwarming story of a college football coach who harvests the organs of his players and then sells them for personal gain.
All right, very funny stuff from Saturday night. It was easy to poke fun at the Rutgers deal. Sad for the kids that played on the team, and, you know, ultimately what ended was the AD's career and some others, too, because he opted to try to, as I keep saying, rehab him, get him to go to anger management, that kind of thing. And it does make you wonder about the timing of it, and the Big Ten is wondering about that as well. These $25 million was at stake to make the big leap, to make the big leap over to the conference. And you have to think that they would be worried about some kind of scandal breaking with this whole videotape thing. So there's more to come, I believe, with Rutgers. It's interesting because here you have the biggest of the big games, the two final teams left in college hoops, and then this was the sidebar story that was going on. You have Louisville and Michigan, who will, one of them will end up after Monday being the college champs for this year. But the Rutgers story got just as much attention, I think, as what was happening at the big dance, because every day some other crazy thing came out about maybe there was extortion involved here, and what about the college president, and what did he know, and who saw the videotape. Suffice to say, anybody at any practice that is taping anything, if it's even considered to be remotely out of control, guaranteed those coaches are going to have a hard time hanging on to their job, because the assistant, or the athletic directors rather, and the assistants don't want to lose their jobs. So there's not going to be much suspending of people unless it's some kind of mild incident. And I think part of this is because even though they're completely different what happened here, but a lot of what happened at Penn State has made people focus more on what's happening in coaching and colleges, whether it's sexual abuse or verbal abuse or something else. There's so much focus on what is really happening with any of these big-time coaches that there's no way the tolerance factor, especially when it's not a private university, there is just no rope. There is nowhere to go, and there was nowhere really to go in this one as you start to think about it a little bit more. So it was inevitable that this athletic director was going to have to, he was going to have to resign or be fired, because the pleas to do something more than, okay, we just fired the coach after the fact, just wasn't enough for most people who smelled blood in the water, definitely. So it'll be more than finger pointing, let's say, in the near future, should anything even seem like it's controversial. Should it even seem that way? This week coming up, big week, and we'll be talking about a lot on America Tonight. What's going on with North Korea prepping for their launch, another nuclear test? Will the war of words become more than words? Speaking of words, what about the bills with immigration? Does the House and the Senate, do they ultimately have two sides of what they need to meld a bill together and send it off to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and come up with extensive legislation for immigration reform that includes the words we keep hearing, pathway to citizenship, which would mean speaking English, paying a fine, and ultimately being able to work legally in the United States. We'll see two big things happening coming up here this week, and we'll be talking about a lot on America Tonight.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail
Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.